You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The 8th annual Central Illinois Pagan Pride Day is October 10th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Anderson Park in Normal. Shannon Sweeney is one of the organizers behind Pagan Pride Day, and she says actually defining what a pagan is not cut and dried.
That's a question I get all the time, and I'm not going to lie to you. You get five pagans in a room, you're going to get 10 answers. The general consensus to a certain point is polytheistic, so multi-god for the most part, nature-loving, nature-worshipping for the most part, and magic-working. But you're going to get some that don't do magic, you're going to get some that don't do nature, you're going to get some that have a single deity. But we all kind of fall under that umbrella.
It's very individualized.
It is, absolutely. That's why there's no real hierarchy in paganism. We're not an organized religion. We are the most organized, disorganized religion you will ever find. It's great.
Well, what is the purpose of Pagan Pride Day? Is this something that is something that's celebrated all over America?
Actually, it's international. We're part of the Pagan Pride Association. It's online. It's international. We've got a couple in New Zealand, Australia, England, the whole nine yards. And yes, in every state in the country. In fact, there are two that happen here in Illinois. And the idea behind Pride Day is to have it in the fall during the harvest season. We like to share what we've been blessed with. So we always have a donation, which this year is going to the Western Avenue Food Bank. Instead of money, we ask for donations. That's your entrance fee. It's such a great organization. And unfortunately, they've had to close their doors in the past because they haven't had food. But the purpose of Pride Day in general is to allow people who are of this alternative faith to come together, to not be afraid, to educate our community, not just the pagan community, but the community that we live in, that we're your normal everyday people. You know, we have jobs, we have hobbies, we have kids, we have the whole nine yards, and we like to say, come on out, get to know us. We don't do any of the things we've been accused of doing. I promise, we're really nice people.
Do you get a lot of folks who aren't pagans that come to the Pagan Pride Day?
We do, actually, and we encourage it. We really like people to know who we are.
You're going to have workshops. Tell me about those.
We've got 10 workshops right now, and 11 if you count our traditional sambal, which is a heathen ritual that we invite people to participate in. The 10 workshops are everywhere from meditation, healing energies, spell song with Bell Book and Canto, one of our entertainers. We've got a young lady, she's 16, who's going to talk about growing up pagan. And then I'm hosting a workshop that's all about what we call our tools of the trade. So the things that we use to make the magic that we do.
Well, what do you use to make magic?
I am what's called an unceremonial magician. So for me, I get into the right frame of mind. Tends to be like, look, my wand is my finger, and point and cast my circle. And there's a lot of, for me, ritual towards heathenry. Heathenry is the Viking gods and goddesses. Ah. So Odin, Freya, everybody's seen Thor, that kind of energy.
Just so long as Loki keeps his distance.
You know, well, Loki's got a point in life too.
That's true. You know, that's true.
For me, making magic is very simple. It's the same as saying a prayer. It's that idea that I can take my energy and my belief and my faith and I can make something happen, whether it's making my life richer or somebody else's.
You'll have divinators?
Yes. They do tarot cards, rune readings, palm readings for entertainment purposes only, of course. But the idea is that by casting your cards, you can get advice for the future.
Do you find that the community supports you, Shannon?
I do, actually. We have had great support.
So you don't have people coming up and hassling you at all?
Every now and then, but not at our events, which has been pretty fantastic, frankly. Mostly, we just really want the community to know that we're here. They're welcome to come meet us. A lot of us will be wearing buttons that say, hi, I'm a pagan, ask me anything. Feel free to ask. Feel free to come talk. While we have not had anything negative so far in the community, we do firmly believe in free speech. So there's a free speech zone that we've created for anyone who wants to protest, have prayer circles, anything that they'd like. We'll make sure that they have food and water the whole way through. We just ask that they donate to the food bank through us. Come on out. Have some fun. Get to know us. There's just a whole lot going on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's Shannon Sweeney, one of the participants in Pagan Pride Day, coming up on Saturday, October 10th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Anderson Park in Normal. The event will also include live music from River Salt and Bell Book and Canto, jugglers, Sundry Shadows, and belly dancing from Stygian Sisters. I'm Laura Kennedy.